Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We need to start keeping track of who wins, drunk or kid.
Well, usually when you win, you always remember that you've won. So
but
I don't remember. Must have been a long time since you won. Is that?
Yes. Well, if you don't know what drunk or kid is, let's explain it really quickly. You call us, tell us a story about some stupid thing you did. My example every single week is probably getting boring, but like you grabbed a skateboard, went up on the roof, tried to ride it off.
Been it both when you were a kid and when you've been hammered.
We've tried it both times.
Right.
Same result, almost exactly. So we've got a few different stories, little headlines pulled. We're gonna get warmed up on these, and then you're gonna call and tell your story on what you did that was stupid or
and then you leave the details out because yes. You and I are going to wager on if it's happened to you if you were a drunker kid.
Correct. Yeah. Now, to get us started, we just have these headlines here. Aaron knows whether these were drunk or kids, so we're going to work out like two or three of these. By the way, right. If you want to get started right now, 303-222-5423. Tyler's back there to take your call. He'll help you get all the details out of your story. And
yes.
Stuff. So, scenario number one.
Okay.
Drunk or kid? I broke a Roomba by standing on it because I wanted to see if it would skate me around.
See, that could be either.
Oh, yeah, classic.
Totally. That could be either way, drunk or kid. But you know what? It happened when they were a kid. Every kid at least tries at least once. But same with a drunk. But I'm going to say kid. It's more.
Here's my thing.
Hoping it's more.
I believe you're right. Because I think even when I'm drunk, I realize my mass. Like I realize I'm going to be too heavy and I'm going to break it. I also realize how much I spent on my Roomba. But a kid's like, look, fun.
Something new.
Digitized.
Yes.
Digital robot skateboard. So I'm going to follow you on this
okay.
one. These don't count against us.
Right.
This is like us, you know, batting
warming
cages
up.
Right now. We're both saying kid. Aaron, what was that person?
You guys need to warm up some more because they were drunk.
No!
Yeah.
So they didn't figure the math. They know it's
no,
too big.
They
didn't
and
care
they
about the clock.
Their Roomba.
They completely broke it.
Yes, that's what. Oh wow.
All right, so that one's
okay. I reasoned that one.
Auspicious off. Beginnings.
Yes.
Next one. I wanted to make spaghetti. I attempted to stir the pot of boiling water with my hand.
Jeez.
Man. So that one again. See, I'm not good on the drunk ones because I don't lose sight of my mass. I don't forget the hot water's hot.
Right.
I may be a little more daring, but I'm not stupid.
Okay.
So that feels kid to me again. It feels like a kid's like, well, I need something to stir it with. And this, my hand looks a little bit like the one fork that you kind of pull the pasta
thing,
up.
Yeah.
So I'm going kid on that one.
I'm going to go, I don't remember myself as a kid actually making a lot of pasta and spaghetti on my own or stuff.
Because
you'd be a can of it heated up. So I'm going to say that the chances of a kid actually preparing
I'm
going to say that I see a drunk doing that with drunk getting hungry.
And then just reaching their hand into the pasta.
Yeah, just while I'm not thinking.
Aaron, was that a drunk or a kid?
They were drunk.
This warm up.
Well, I know. I wish these counted.
We neither got a point on, and you got a point, but no points, no
right.
actual points were awarded. All right, we're going to do one more of these, and then it's up to you. We're going to take your calls here. Drunk or kid, I nonstop watched my dog chase his own tail around for 30 minutes until I passed out. Now, the words passed
see,
out.
See, that's the thing, and you throw those in there. I'm screams drunk.
Right.
But I can see a kid just
standing there, and then they just get tired out from the emotion of
right watching the kid.
Of
but
nothing
you know what?
Happening.
I'm gonna say actually this was not a child. I'm gonna for some reason go. This
you're sticking
was a
with
drunk.
The words passed out.
Yeah,
you're gonna let those.
I'm not gonna be duped by the double back.
So you're saying drunk
happened drunk. Yeah.
Here's my thing. I've guessed kid twice in a row, and I've been wrong. So one of these. Has to be a kid.
Ah, that's
so
the reasoning.
On this, yes, I mean, would they Would they put three in a row that were drunk yeah, on this I, sheet?
That's the thing. That's another
Would
thing.
Would they? She's got this grin on her face. Oh, my God. No, see? So you're taking drunk. I have to take kid on this one. I 100% am not confident, but I'm taking kid. What was it?
Congratulations, you finally got one.
Yeah! For real, just watching a dog just like made
That's
them all
really
sleepy.
Right,
and finally,
I've done that before, actually.
Huh. You have?
Yeah.
Why?
You know, it's very interesting. That's all.
Your dog running around? My dog would get tired before I would get tired.
I have a very derpy dog. I have five dogs, and one of them just...
Oh, my God.
How do you find time to come in here and do... Did you say derpy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so it's your turn. You're taking over the show.
Yes.
You tell us. Tyler will help you get all the details out of it. Just tell us the stupid thing you did, and we will guess if you were drunk or a kid.
Drunk or kid?
Jill?
Yay.
Drunk or kid?
Drunk or kid?
I vacuumed over my sister's hair while it was on her head.
While her hair was on her head?
Yep. While her hair was on her head.
Okay.
That's it. That's all we get.
That's all we get.
Who goes first?
I go for it. It was you, and it's me.
Okay.
But these count, so it's a little too much pressure for me. Vacuumed over my sister's hair. Here. Now, I was going to say, when was the last time you cleaned while drunk? Like, when I get drunk, the last thing I want to do is like, hey, man, this place could use some sprucing up. But then again... Maybe your sister's passed out and she barfed and you're trying to... I'm really reading too much into it. I feel like a vacuum is a toy for a child.
I see that.
So I feel like, and as a drunk person, you're like, I don't even want to... The reason you're drinking is because you don't want to think about working. So I'm taking kid.
It actually screams kid too. And what better way to get even with your sister or get at her? And just go, I don't know what happened,
So
Mom.
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. Are you taking kid as well? Are you following me in on this? Are we going to remain tied regardless?
I guess what I'm saying, buddy, is you're correct in your guess.
Oh.
But just for the sake of...
Oh, you're doing... It's a sacrifice.
It is. I will.
Oh, buddy. Oh, my God. What a noble human you are.
Right. So just to make it interesting, Jill, I'm going to say this happened when you guys were waiting.
But just to make it interesting, if it turns out that she was drunk, you don't get the point.
So
they neither commit to it.
To the rules of the game, I have to take the point. They're making me take the point.
So what you've done is hedge your bets here to be like, I know the answer is what you did, but I'm just trying to keep this interesting for the radio.
Yes,
and then you're
going
to dance around.
I'll take the hit. Because I know
if you're taking a hit, then I'll take drunk. You want me to take drunk?
No, somehow.
Oh, okay. You sure?
Yes.
Okay. Jill, what were you?
I was a kid.
What? Oh, my God. Steve was right the whole time.
See?
Except he doesn't get a point. Remember now.
What?
I offered to switch.
Okay, that is it.
Yeah! You were just beat. Were you doing it on purpose to be mean, or was it an accident?
No, well, I was like 7, and I was super excited. I got to vacuum, and she wouldn't get up. And we had really long hair, and we were watching Facts of Life. And so I was like, when that's over, I want a vacuum. And she didn't move, and I got too close. And
she wore
a lot of side ponytails for a while.
Oh, yeah.
That hurt,
That's cool. Thank you for the call, Jill.
Dude, you did good on that one. See? You reasoned it out really.
No. Your pandering's not going to work, buddy. And there's no. Yeah.
It was
no.
a compliment for you on that. It was a compliment for me.
God. Oh, buddy. Oh, so sincere. Oh, my goodness. You guys can feel it out there, right? Just
the sincerity.
Look around and smell it. That's sincerity in
the
air.
That's what it is.
Felicia.
Yay.
Drunk or kid?
Drunk or kid.
Yeah, so once I was built a fort in a hotel room and ordered a ton of room service.
Oh, that's all we get.
Okay, wait. You're
built a fort and then ordered room service.
Okay, this one's on me.
That's you, buddy.
Wow, well, making one of those chair forts, I mean, that screams kid.
Chair forts with blankets and whatnot.
So that's pretty cool. And I think the risque part of your story, Felicia, is it's a kid has access and call up room service and was just ordering.
I had a friend named Kevin when I was young who had access. He was actually at like the Drake, I think, in New York.
Wow.
Was it the Drake? I can't remember, but it was like, his parents had all flown to Miami and he got on the wrong flight and he flew to New York.
Okay, hang on
And
now.
Then there was these.
Wait a second.
He had actually foiled these other criminals.
I'm pretty sure that's the plot.
And the same criminals were actually in New York at the same time as Kevin was.
Home Alone. I'm almost sure that's
Home Alone
plot
2,
line,
Steve.
Oh, okay.
But Kevin was my friend.
Okay.
Just want you to know.
Felicia, no, this screams, this happened to you when you were a kid.
Okay, wait. It's great that you said that because you assume only kids like to make forts. You don't even get it. And I will put some pictures up this weekend of what I do to my house.
Just you, just by yourself. Absolutely. As an adult making a
no,
chair.
No, I involve my kids so that I don't look weird. But it's like, even when I was a teenager, I used to build forts in, there's a room in my parents' basement that wasn't finished. I'd stand up mattresses and do the whole thing.
Wow.
And I, yeah,
even when
no.
you were 50, instead of hooking yes. up with chicks, you were like, oh, let's
I
make
brought
it
the chicks to my
so
fort.
Is that, oh, your lair
yes.
more like, okay.
Yes. So I say you were drunk in your little fort, Felicia. What were you?
I was super drunk.
Super drunk? No, you guessed drunk.
What?
She was super drunk.
Well, you guessed
drunk.
Kid, so I get more points than you do. What did room service say when they came to your sweet fort?
Oh, I ordered like $100 worth of food, so they were excited.
Oh, heck yeah, in your yeah. fort.
That's nicely cool. Yeah. Thank you for the call
wow.
and the point.
Dude,
Pam.
Once again, that was great.
Yay.
Sorry, Steve's trying to pander, but I'm just going to keep pushing
okay,
right
yeah,
through
let's
it.
Just keep going.
Pam, drunk or kid?
Wait, what am I supposed to tell you?
Yes, tell us
yes,
your little
tell,
headline that you
don't
have
tell
for
me
us.
If you
oh,
were
just,
drunk
I don't
kid.
Tell. I'm supposed to give you just the story.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
the story is, okay, I had many people once dare me to eat live goldfish.
Oh my!
This one's on me.
Wow.
That happens two times
either,
in your life.
Yeah, right.
But I'm going to go with, I'm dancing with the one that brung me.
Oh, because you couldn't glean. I can glean from those.
Oh, you got something?
Four,
I mean, if you...
The four
I
will, syllables
hey,
of story.
Much like,
but
much
you're
like the floor of the house.
You're going like you're
the senator
lucky
from North Dakota. I will give my time
no,
to the
I'm
good
sorry.
Senator from
I
North Dakota.
You, I was just,
no, no, the good senator. The, take my time.
Saying,
I acquiesce to your... to
going,
the good senator from North Dakota.
You're saying you're going on a hunch. And
I'm not going on a hunch.
Oh, you are gleaning some hard facts.
This was something that happened. Like frats and sororities went through a time where everybody was like daring each other to do the goldfish
that's
thing.
True.
I guarantee you I was not in a frat.
Oh, you can't start giving us information. I'm saying drunk regardless.
Sorority.
Regardless.
You're just going with what's
I'm going drunk.
With you. Well,
yep.
I have pretty much no...
And I'm a South Dakota girl.
Oh,
oh
Lord.
My gosh. It's definitely drunk, but I can't say drunk. I have to go.
You're going to go kid?
I'm going to have to Pam. This happened to you when you were a kid.
What were you, Pam?
I was drunk.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I'm not even getting one right.
Three to nothing to the good senator from South Dakota. You no longer have the floor. Now, let's just take one more just to see if it's a complete shutout. This is where I would normally give you a three-point question, but F you.
I don't deserve a three-point question. I agree with that.
Ryan, drunk or kid?
Hi, how's it going?
Hi. What's your story?
All right, so I set a fire, destroyed a barn full of cars, destroyed an RV, a boat, got arrested for arson.
Jeez.
Steven?
Wow.
Will you get on the board,
yeah.
or will this be the first shutout in drunker kid
right?
history?
Ryan, boy, that screams, because we did all that stuff, the same thing when I was a kid, too.
Yeah, but Steve, let's be honest, you were
what?
Also drunk.
That's true.
So,
Ryan, I see you doing both. I'm going to go with what's bad for me. I've been saying, I'm going with what's good for you. I'm taking away your...
Taking away my drunk?
I'm taking away your drunk. This happened to you,
it's
Ryan,
perfect.
When you were drunk. Okay, what are you?
I'm taking kid because he was a kid.
Oh, you're just
wait,
because...
but he got arrested. Nope. They still
they
charge
still
him because there was so much damage.
They, did.
They still charge him. You might get a point on this,
no,
but I'm saying kid.
Okay.
What were you?
I was a kid. I was 10.
Dang it! Whatever.
In the history of Drunker Kid, we've never had a shutout.
I know.
But today we did.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.